Hi, welcome back to Life's Fertile Questions. I'm
And
Alyssa.
I'm Leanna.
And today we're going to be talking about seed
All
cycling.
right. So I first heard of seed cycling from a Google search on ways to regulate my pre-ovulatory hormones. And according to the page that I found, seed cycling could regulate any hormone imbalance. So as you can imagine, I was very intrigued, and Alyssa and I set out to test it out.
It came up for me on like an ad on Facebook. I feel like now I get all these weird ads because I'm Googling stuff all the time. But yeah, so you kind of bit the bullet first. You went and got your seeds first. The pumpkin.
I don't think they need to be organic. I just decided that with my first go around, I might as well go all natural just in case there's any, sort of nutrients that were left out. The trick with seed cycling is they do need to be raw seeds, which isn't exactly the best tasting, but.
And it's what weirded me out was that my seeds tasted different than your seeds. And I'm like, they're both raw and they're both organic, but they're from two different places.
Maybe
What's
it was the
going
dirt they grew in or something. I
on?
don't know. Maybe yours had dirt.
The difference between Sprouts and Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Which I love Sprouts and I love Whole Foods. I'm down for both.
Yes. Yeah. I just happened to be near Sprouts that day. So, okay. So let's talk about what it is. So seed cycling, it's a diet supplementation with pumpkin seeds and sunflower seeds. That's it.
Yeah, and they split it up between two phases. So phase one is raw pumpkin seeds, which would be from your CD1, which is cycle day one, which, if you don't know, is actually the first day of your period. So that's a big thing that I learned during this whole journey of everything, is that your day one is the start of your period. And I always thought it was like the first day you didn't have a period, but it's actually the first day you get a period.
So cycle day one until the day before ovulation, if you know when that is. I'm sure if you hit ovulation day and you're still taking it's probably no harm. But yeah, and the amount is only 1 tablespoon. That's like nothing. That's like a small handful. Not even a handful, a palm full.
So if you really don't like them, then you just pop it quick in your mouth and just eat it and swallow. Ow, I just scratched my face. Eat it and swallow it down.
Put it in a smoothie. I mean,
Oh, that's a good
get
idea.
creative.
That's a good idea. I didn't know if it had to be like by itself.
No, it just said
Okay.
raw. Raw was the key, so.
Cool.
Phase two, so same thing, you take the 1 tablespoon, but this time it's sunflower seeds, and that is from your ovulation day until the start of your next period.
That's pretty awesome. So that's pretty simple. The only problem is if you don't know when you're ovulating, you don't know when to switch.
Right, but if it's off by a day or two,
But
you
didn't you
know.
say that you can do it by the moon?
Yeah, so if you haven't had a cycle day one in forever, you start it on the first day of a full moon. And that's what I did because when I started it, I didn't know, I mean, my period hadn't even started up yet in a long time. So, first full moon day, you can start it.
Did that work for you? Did it seem like it worked?
I mean, I ovulated, but it was also a medicated cycle.
So
So
you
I don't
don't
know. But there were other changes that make me believe that it works.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about why. Why do we do seed cycling?
Because we're crazy and we'll try anything. And it sounds like some kind of witchcraft, so I tried it.
Pumpkin seeds, more specifically, is actually thought to support the estrogen, or your estrogen dominant follicular,
Follicular? I think it's
follicular.
follicular. Whoa, whoa,
Scratch that. So, pumpkin
whoa,
is thought to support your estrogen dominant follicle phase. So that's when your ovaries increase estrogen in the body. So it's an extra estrogen boost.
Okay, and the estrogen, when the estrogen spikes, that's what causes your LH to then spike.
Yes.
So if your estrogen is not increasing, then you're not going to get that LH, which is not going to set off the ovulation. So
right. And then likewise, in the phase two with sunflower, sunflower seeds are thought to increase your progesterone in your luteal phase, which you want a high level of progesterone to help implantation and
give me all the sunflower seeds.
Yes.
So is there any proof to this seed cycling?
So there's actually not any studies published, but I mean, seeds do hold the proper elements that you need during those times of the month. So in my opinion, I think it can be proven. Whether the amount is correct, that's probably the problem that the studies show. Need. You know, I don't know if maybe you have to have like a gallon worth of seeds or something crazy to even impact your body, but there's no studies shown, but I mean, seeds are just good nutrients that your body needs.
Yeah, and I mean, we're shoving every single vitamin we can in our mouths. So what's the difference between getting it from a vitamin and taking like a estrogen patch or doing a progesterone cream versus trying some seeds?
Right, a little more natural.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, seed cycling is considered an alternative medicine. So that's an also, you know, no proof. It's just, you know, it's like an essential oil or just, you know.
So if you talk to your doctor and you say, I'm seed cycling, they'll probably just look at you like, okay, what kind of crazy loony bin pills have you been taking?
What you do on your own time is your own time.
They don't need to know. But I do think, just going into our personal experiences, I think it works because I was not ovulating, right? Well, as far as we know, I wasn't ovulating. And then my periods were like really, really long. Like, not my periods were long, but my month, my cycle was long. And when I started doing the seed cycling, it got shorter and shorter. So now it's closer back to where it was when I was ovulating.
A little more traditional of a 28-day.
Yeah,
not 28
I think
days,
it's
but
about 30 days.
Which is pretty dang close.
Yes, yes. I'm ovulating, or I think I'm ovulating around day 17, day 19, kind of a thing.
Okay. You're getting there.
I know. I'm so excited. So I'm a big fan. We've been doing it now for 3 cycles. I've kind of fallen behind a little bit on this cycle, and I started, it pushed out my ovulation according to the Mira, so then I was like, oh my gosh, give me the seeds.
I know Alyssa texted me that night. She's like, I think it works.
I was like, I need the seeds. And then I started eating the seeds again, and then boop, right away, stupid LH surge. So I was like, okay, is this the timing? Or is this the seeds? What is this witchcraft?
Yeah. So I've done it, I think, 2 cycles, but in between the cycles, I took a break between one just so that I can compare seed cycling versus non.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that I actually had less, like, of that sharp ovulation day pain.
Ooh.
When I did seed cycle, and I think that's maybe because the estrogen was sitting there waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And then my progesterone levels were higher when I did seed cycling, but I was also on different medication.
Yes.
So I do not know if that was the medication or maybe it was a combination.
Maybe you need to shove some sunflower seeds in your mouth.
I know. But I did see better results when I seed cycled.
Interesting. Oh, wow. That's compelling.
Yeah.
I'm
a little sold on it. I think, I don't know if it, maybe there's more of a mental behind it. I don't know.
Maybe.
But it is, to be honest, it is very hard to stick with the seeds for a whole month.
Yeah, I think I just, I was snacking on them in, like, in the car. So I was having a little bit more than the handful. But I would just like take the whole bag to work with me and then just eat some instead of like eating a...
Maybe that's a good idea. Yeah.
A different snack or something. But it is hard because sunflower seeds are bad for your colon.
And in excess, maybe.
Yeah, in excess. So this is maybe too much information, but like when I was in middle school, I was obsessed with sunflower seeds and I would just sit there and eat sunflower seeds like crazy. And I got messed up.
Maybe it was all the salt though, because I imagine they were the shelled ones,
yes,
right?
They were the
shelled. Yeah. It's probably all the salt and then maybe the flavoring that maybe zapped you of all your nutrients.
I gave up sunflower seeds for years. Like I literally, until we started this seed cycling, I haven't had a sunflower seed since like besides that salad that you brought over
that's
one day.
True. I like them.
But
my
like
salad.
Since really like middle school.
Wow.
Which, because my family has a history of like colon issues, so then when I found out about that, I was like, oh, I just need to not do the sunflower seeds. But I've been doing them and I haven't had any adverse effects.
That's
and
good.
I think part of that too is I'm going to keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it, but that probiotics to me are amazing.
Just as a gut balancer.
Just amazing in everything, and I definitely attribute the probiotics to like a lot of my cycling stuff because I got on a consistent probiotic thing when I moved here, and then it took about 3 months, that's typical. It takes about 3 months of doing any kind of medication, pill, vitamin to get the results. And I started ovulating again according to the stuff that I was taking. So to me, it's definitely a plus.
That's great. Mm-hmm. So that's seed cycling, fairly mm-hmm. easy. There's only two different types of seeds, and they help with different parts of your ovulation cycle. So,
yeah, and you could do it with the moon if that's what you go for, which I think is good. Like, I don't know. We do our calendars based off the moon. People used to track their periods based off the moon. I think there's something in there with the wacky mystery.
Yeah. But there is definitely a lot of seed cycling information out there. The more I kind of look into it, the more I find and the more science I do see behind it. So I wouldn't be surprised if maybe there's a study at some point that mm-hmm. comes out proving it, in my opinion. But I'm sold. I think it works. And if not, then I'm eating seeds. So that's
yeah.
good.
Yeah. For being healthy. So I think I'm going to give it the Alyssa stamp of approval. Are you going to give it the Leanne stamp?
Absolutely.
All right. So we recommend it 100%. Please get back to us. Message us on our Instagram at Life's Fertile Questions with how seed cycling worked for you if you try it. Or if it didn't work. We want to hear feedback. You can catch us every Wednesday wherever you get your podcasts.
Make sure to leave a rating or review. Subscribe so that you catch our episodes every week.
Mm-hmm. Get that little notification. Hey, little fun podcast is posted. If you want to get any sneak peeks or any fun little things, we do like cute little quotes and stuff on our Instagram. It's at Life's Fertile Questions Podcast. Go ahead and hit us up there.
And let us know what you guys would like to hear from us next.
Yep. See you next Wednesday. Bye-bye.